Support for KNKX comes from Friends of Waterfront Park, bringing people and communities together to ensure Seattle's Waterfront Park, the 20-acre public space along the downtown shoreline, thrives as a gathering place, honoring the city's natural beauty and stories. More at waterfrontparkseattle.org.
Welcome to the KNKX studios. My name's Abe Beeson. We are joined today by Montreal-based singer-songwriter Dominique Fils-Aimé. This is her first tour of the U.S. We are thrilled to have this band here. Her career actually started in the Canadian version of The Voice, but exploded from there. Her debut album came 10 years ago, and her 2023 release, Our Roots Run Deep, earned her a second Juno Award for Jazz Album of the Year. And this summer, the collection Live at the Montreal Jazz Festival arrived, and I'm really looking forward to talking with Dominique about her music in just a little bit. First, let's hear some music. You can catch the full show tonight and tomorrow night at Dimitriou's Jazz Alley. Here at KNKX, we have David Osei at the keys, Etienne Meuse-Oliver at the guitar, Danny Trudeau, bass, Harvey Bien-Aimé at the drums. Please welcome Dominique Fils-Aimé.
Welcome to our garden. It is lush and luminous, spreading from the bottom of the ocean to the top of the mountain. Here, the trees communicate in silence, just like us, connected.
Thank you. gotta do?
Get some peace and quiet.
What I gotta do? What I gotta
get
do?
Rid of you.
If the crow said it right, we could move out. Don't
trim the rose that lead to wisdom. That lead to free. That lead to free. That lead to freedom. That lead to free. Ain't no stopping now. Ain't no stopping now. To reinvent myself any day. New moon, new start, new me. The freedom of dreaming of a new world together, united, kind. Cheers to new beginnings. Thank you. things are not the same, not the same anymore. Was it all meant to fall down? Was it all about to break down? Singing,
in the KNKX studios. That was just wonderful. The new record, Live at the Montreal Jazz Festival, and the studio album before that, beautiful Vandal, Our Roots Run Deep. Dominique, once again, wonderful to have you here. I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about your musical beginnings. Born and raised in Montreal, your parents from Haiti, but your love of American music is really what you're passionate about. And I wonder if you could tell us how that came to be. What kind of stuff were you growing up with?
I was listening to a lot of blues, jazz, soul music, so obviously all rooted in the States. So it was definitely my personal school. I feel like this is my background, academically speaking. It was just connecting with these artists from B.B. King to Ella Fitzgerald, even Lauryn Hill, Erykah Badu, so many powerful and vibrant sounds that all were rooted in emotions. So that really struck me from very young age. I always saw music as a passion and just a hobby until life kind of led me to a place where I got to do this and be here, which is unbelievable. But all these musical styles definitely impacted me deeply and are the reason why my first trilogy is rooted in blues and jazz and soul music. So I got to express my love and respect for those styles.
Yeah, it reminds me of something that trumpeter and pianist Nicholas Payton has talked about. He doesn't like the word jazz at all. He likes to call it Black American music, which really encompasses the whole spectrum of from hip-hop to the blues. And it seems like that's kind of the blend that you're working on. And I wonder if you could talk about learning about the history of the music and where it came from?
What I love is that when I started diving deeper into it, I realized that we have the history book to tell us about what happened where with who, but then the music is that place where you get to understand the emotional impact that those historical moments had and the resilience and the fact that it was one of the tools for different types of revolution or even for survival in a way. So I feel like this is what I got to discover through learning about the music. And that felt really important to be reminded of the power of music in that sense, revolutionary-wise, but also how it unites people and how it can allow us to feel less alone and to realize that through time, the same emotions remain, the same desires for freedom remain, the same desires for love and empathy remain. So that was more of what I dove into when I started looking into it deeper.
Something you said that I really struck me was talking about jazz as an anti-academic movement, that it seems like it shouldn't really be in school. It should be among people. And that reminds me of a quote I once heard, you can't teach jazz, but you can learn it. Mm. So it's about doing it that really is where the education comes from.
100%. And I mean, if people want to have it in school, they can. But really what they're looking into is what was done. But jazz is still alive and still evolving. And it's the mind frame of creating freely and to not allow academics to lock you into a place that you're now forced to do these notes so that you're jazz. So this is what I'm trying to remind people as much as possible, that jazz is freedom at the core, so everyone can do jazz. And I also like to tell people, if ever you want to sing, please don't be shy. And if someone says you're off key, you say, no, I'm jazz. So it's a joke, obviously, but it's half true. You know, it's just the freedom of enjoying music and letting your emotions drive you and your curiosity drive you.
I wonder if you could talk about your method of creation, how you put a song together, where it grows from. A lot of your music feels so spare, like it began almost a cappella. But I wonder if you could talk about how your songwriting style.
That's exactly how it begins. It begins on my couch, very comfortably. And it's often just a moment where I have some kind of melody in my head. So I will hum it, and then eventually I'll have an harmony that comes to it. So I'll harmonize it. And then from that point on, I'm just gone in that place where I get to listen to sounds and play with them. And maybe some lyrics come up eventually. So it's a very meditative place, but also a very free and playful space as well. So I like to think it's where the universe and my inner child meet and just have fun.
Now, some of the arrangements are really intricate, and I think a lot of that has to do with this incredibly talented band, all of them also singing with us today. Yes. I wonder if we could tell us how the band comes together to make your music with you.
What I love about the live versus the album is that I do have the privilege of creating in the studio in a very controlled environment, have everything that I think about come to life and have beautiful musicians who understand the emotions and help me replicate that musically. But then the live show with these beautiful musicians is like another area where they take the songs and they will bring it to another place that is more communal. Mm. So everyone will have their input. Every instrument will kind of experiment on new ways to bring it to life. Mm. And that's why the albums, since they're filled with vocals, when the musicians take those vocals and make it their own with their instrument, it's a whole new world. And this is why I get so excited. It's like new music to me.
Now, you are an accomplished looper. We heard you looping some vocals there. And I wonder how much other kind of post-performance production you're involved in when putting the album together for a studio record. Are you in there with equalizers, making sure everything's just right? Or are you performer and hand it off to somebody with a pocket protector?
I am so blessed and lucky to have the best. Jacques Roy is a réalisateur. Simon Lévesque, who did the whole mix and goes with us everywhere on tour, to me, he's a musician as well. So I have a beautiful team of people who are very experimented, but also very connected to what I'm trying to bring to life. And they're way better than me. I just sing, I have fun, I have ideas, and then I leave them with the mess.
Now, you have big ideas. I mean, your first three records was a trilogy, and you've got a studio album that followed that and a live record, and I wonder if you have more long-term plans, like I want to do a five-album series.
Well, Our Roots Run Deep is actually the start of my second trilogy, so I do enjoy taking my time to experiment and really create things with the intention, to be intentional about everything I do. And with time, I realized, because people kept telling me, you cannot do a trilogy, nobody has the time anymore, you need to do singles, you need to go fast, you know? And eventually I realized refusing that pace felt like a kind of counter movement, and wanting to remind people that people actually do have the time to listen to an album, because I'm the proof. They even have the time to listen to a trilogy, you know, and to buy vinyl and to care for the object. So I don't believe in that pace. That feels unnatural. And also, the conclusion is that the art is suffering, because if the artists feel pressured to hurry, they don't have the time to really do what feels right and follow their artistic inspirations. So I'm very happy to go slow. We do a lot, but because I'm doing it from the heart with a good team to support me, I get to do a lot slowly, yeah. Quick.
Well, for as complicated and electronically powered as this studio session was, it felt very, very human. So thank you, all of you. Dominique Fils-Aimée, everyone, and the wonderful band. The latest record is live at the Montreal Jazz Festival. We also want to thank Simon Levesque, the engineer, helping us put the show together. Our own audio engineers, Brian Moynihan and Adam Bird. Our video producer is Parker Blome. And our promotions director, Brenda Goldstein-Young. My name's Abe Beeson. We want to thank our sponsors, Friends of the Waterfront Seattle. And thanks so much to our friends at Jazz Alley for helping us set up today's studio session. And thank you all so much for listening. Let's hear it again.